Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent, and church leaders are helping Christians start the season wherever they are. That includes right in the heart of the loop. WBBM's Rachel Pearson explains.
Rather than stepping inside a church or attending a traditional service, Urban Village Church is offering blessings on the go.
Ashes for Ash Wednesday.
Pastor Christian Kuhn braved the cold temperatures at Daly Plaza to place ashes on foreheads and bless those who passed by.
In these bodies we shall live, and in these bodies we shall die. Where you give your love is where you give your life.
It's a time for us to reflect, to kind of turn away from behaviors that take us away from God, and to turn toward the love of God so that we can also turn toward others and share that hope and love with them too.
Urban Village Church will also be outside several CTA stops throughout the day. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police are looking for three men who opened fire on a neighborhood store last night, leaving one person dead and four others hurt.
Chicago Police Interim Superintendent Charlie Beck says the three men got out of a white vehicle and looked into the Avalon Food Mart and began shooting. An 18-year-old woman was hit in the neck. She died a short time later and is identified as Jaya Beeman. The four others wounded range in age from 17 to 63. Superintendent Beck.
After firing almost 20 rounds into the store, the three suspects entered a vehicle and fled.
Of those wounded, an 18-year-old woman is in critical condition. The others are in stable to good condition. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Two men are dead after being shot while riding in an SUV in Joliet early today. Police were sent to the area of Chicago and Fifth Avenue just before 1 o'clock this morning and found the men. The victims are identified as 45-year-old Tracy Williams and 53-year-old Bernard Marble. Both were found inside the vehicle suffering from gunshot wounds. A Chicago police officer who was fired for statements he made in connection with the shooting death of Laquan McDonald by Officer Jason Van Dyke, he is trying to get his job back.
An attorney for Ricardo Viramonte says a video of the incident backs Viramonte's claim that McDonald did try to get up with a knife in his hand before being shot by Van Dyke. The Tribune reports the attorney has asked the Cook County judge hearing the case to look at the video in slow motion, which the attorney says will support Viramonte's side of the story. Regardless of what the video evidence shows, Viramonte's attorney also claims his client never intentionally lied. Viramonte was among four Chicago police officers fired because of statements they made in connection with the Van Dyke case. All four officers have petitioned in Cook County Court to get their jobs back. Van Dyke was sentenced to 6 years and 9 months in prison. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
How long does a person have to work in order to pay their rent? If you live in Chicago, a new study says 48 hours.
The report analyzed average annual take-home pay, average hours worked per year, and the median monthly rent, all based on data collected by the Census Bureau. For Chicago, the median rent of $1,100 was divided by an estimated average hourly wage of $22.75 to arrive at the 48-hour figure. Chicago compares well to the other 25 cities in the study. The only metro areas that required a person to work fewer hours to afford rent were El Paso, Texas, Indianapolis, and Detroit. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A would-be carjacker was stopped in his tracks by the intended victim. Police say a rideshare driver had just dropped off a passenger along the 200 block of East Superior near the Northwestern University campus when a man displayed a gun and demanded the vehicle. The victim got out of the car but took the keys out of the ignition. When the offender discovered the keys were gone, he ran away. A Waukegan man is accused of spraying flaming lighter fluid at police officers as they attempted to take him to the take the man to a mental health facility for evaluation. The incident happened at a home on Philippa Avenue near Washington Street. Lake County Sheriff's Police Sergeant Christopher Cavelli says the deputies were not hurt.
They had a shield. They were able to block that stream of fire with the shield, protecting them from being burned.
Cavelli says a small fire was started in the home, but the deputies quickly put it out and took the man into custody. The Indiana Senate has overwhelmingly approved a bill that would ban drivers from using handheld cell phones. The House has already approved a similar measure, and the governor says he'll sign it. However, a minor change means it has to be approved by the House again. The bill would make Indiana the 22nd state to require drivers to use hands-free devices except in an emergency.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.